All right, I'm going to call the July 25th meeting of the WPCA Privatization Committee to order right at 6:30. And as always, we'll start with a Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to
the flag of the United States of America, to the Republic which is under God,
with liberty for all. Somebody's okay. All right, start with a roll call, but before that, I want to welcome, though tonight it's unofficial, a new member to the committee. Jim Blaskowitz is being appointed to fill the vacancy created by Chris LaRock, but it's subject to Board of Aldermen approval. So, though he's with us tonight, he can't be in a voting or official capacity. So, Jim, welcome aboard.
Thank you, fellas.
Maybe you better mute yourself when you're not speaking, Jim.
Hannah, help me out with this.
Can you turn yourself on?
Oh.
Okay. All right. Roll call. James DeMayo. Not here yet. Agata. Not here yet. Charlie Sampson.
Present.
Chris Carlone.
Present.
Scott Sacku.
Present.
Maria Conlon. Dennis?
Yep, I'm here.
And Anita? We have several.
Present.
Oh, there we go. Okay, so we do have a quorum, and we'll get started. We'll start with the public portion. Is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak?
Hey, Jack, it's Adam from Aquarian.
Adam, go ahead. You're on.
Thanks. Good evening, everybody. I just wanted to touch base with the group here quickly. I did watch the video from the last meeting. And just wanted to offer, I just want to provide some clarification to some of the comments that Mr. Rodriguez had kind of regarding our proposal and just offer a little bit of additional perspective to the group. I wanted to note first, we have encouraged the city to hire a valuation expert. As Jack has said many times, it's, I think, really important that the city does this due diligence on the offer. And it's a great idea. And based on Mr. Rodriguez's experience, he certainly seems very qualified. I did take exception, though, with a couple of his comments to the group and some of his characterizations of the IOU space. So I just thought it'd be helpful to just offer a couple of points from my end. When we talk about the wastewater business, it's an extremely, extremely capital intensive business, I think, as you guys know. Equipment structures, you know, even when they're well maintained, they wear out and need to be replaced on a regular basis, right? So most municipalities, the way they tackle this investment is through the acquisition of debt, and then they're making large interest payments to fund that debt. Those interest payments provide a return on investment to those debt holders. It's essentially the profit, right, that the debt holders get out off of your existing rates today. And it's an important concept to understand that every investor that's deploying capital, they're looking for a return on their investment, right? So the idea that there's only that profit pieces only exist with a certain subset of folks that run utilities just really isn't true, right? IOUs fund their investment a little bit differently than cities, right? It's through a combination of equity and debt. We acquire debt in ways very similar to what a municipality would do, but we can be a little more creative in how we approach capital markets. But that equity portion is funded through retained earnings, right? And retained earnings is essentially what's left over after your operating expenses, taxes, debt service, and all those pieces are paid. And then we also get equity investment through the stock market, right? And being able to go out and attract those capital. So if you're a shareholder in an IOU, right, or you're investing capital through an investor-owned utility, you're looking for a return in the same way that you're an investor that's looking for a return through the municipal markets. But it's just managed a little bit differently. Mr. Rodriguez also made a point that said utilities get guaranteed returns. I just want to just be real crystal clear. Like, that is a false statement. There is no such thing as a guaranteed return. The only way that an IOU is able to provide reliable returns to folks is they have to run the business very well, right? You have to really manage all your expenses very well. You have to execute on what are often very complicated capital projects. And you have to make a lot of right decisions operationally, managing environmental risk, managing regulatory risk, right? So it's a very, very, it's a tough ask to be able to generate those reliable returns. So whether you're a municipality or an IOU, any potential returns for your investors comes from the revenues that you're collecting, right? And what the revenues are essentially the rates that you're charging to those customers. And so if you think about it in kind of just blunt economic terms, there's no free lunch, right? So whether you're a municipal person paying rates or you're paying those to an IOU, a part of those rates are always paying a return to the investors that deploy the capital that come out there. And then, lastly, when you sort of think about these models and how we work with them, right? Really, the ultimate question is, what does end up providing a better deal for the ratepayers? And I've seen time and time again in my career where IOUs step up and they address critical infrastructure while still being able to keep rates affordable. And I think if you look at water service today in Derby, right, part of the city, you get your water from RWA, who's a quasi-municipal organization. Part of the city gets their water from Aquarian, right? The folks that get their water from Aquarian pay less than the folks that get their water from RWA. Right? So we've proven through the years that even with a different business model than a municipal model, that you can still address rate affordability. Mr. Rodriguez also talked about rate cases, right? He said, hey, the second you buy a system like this, next thing you know, you're going to be going in for rates, right? And I mean, as part of our proposal, we've agreed to a rate freeze. We also talked about openly up front in some of that proposal that down the road, there's going to be some rate increases required, right? Being honest about it. But I think when you look at the history of what Aquarian is doing on the rate side of things, the history speaks for itself that we've done a very good job, right? You might have heard in the news that we're going to file our first rate case in just over 9 years, right? So it's been almost a decade since we filed a general rate increase. Obama was coming in for a second term then. People were still figuring out how to take selfies. I mean, this is a long time ago. Netflix cost you $8. Now it's $15, right? So in that time, we've invested $740 million in infrastructure, right? And we anticipate after the conclusion of that rate case, once it's done, once PURA, once the Office of Consumer Counsel, once other parties are going to go in there, is that most of our water customers will see a $5 to $6 a month increase in their water bill. And so when you think about over the course of 10 years that's the outcome on something like that, and you're still able to fund all that investment, I think we're doing a really good job. We're doing a good job there. And so I just wanted to kind of throw those things out there a little bit for the group. I just thought it was important to address some of that. And we really look forward to continuing to work with this group and to see the outcome of the appraisal and some of the work that's coming there. And we remain available to address any questions that you guys have. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate the comments. As you pointed out, it's the job of this committee to do its due diligence for the citizens of Derby, just as you've done your due diligence for Aquarian. That's the way it should be on both sides. And that's the way we're approaching it. So let me move on. Is there anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Second time, anyone else from the public who would like to speak? Third and final time, anyone from the public wish to speak? Now or never? Okay, hearing none, I'd ask for a motion to close the public portion.
I'll make that motion, Chris.
Chris made the motion. Do I hear a second?
Second, Charlie.
Okay. Any further discussion? Hearing none. All in favor of closing the public portion?
Aye.
Okay, I think we got everybody there. Opposed? Abstained? Public portion is closed. Okay, so now we'll move into the proposal. And, again, members of the committee have had the proposal for a few days now. And we had the presentation from Mr. Rodriguez 2 weeks ago tonight, and we've had a chance to look at it. And, you know, as everyone has indicated, obviously they're very qualified, and you have a very lengthy proposal, but it's not as lengthy as it looks because, you know, a lot of it is just background qualifications. But before I make any comments, I'm going to open it up to discussion. And again, this is only open to committee members.
Jack, did we ever find out who was going to pay for the proposal and everything?
We have to make a recommendation to the Board of Aldermen. That's the way it's been explained to me.
Okay.
So our job is to make a recommendation one way or the other, and then it's up to the city officials to make any final decision. But we would make a recommendation when it comes time.
Thank you.
Any other thoughts?
Jack, are we referring to the proposal itself?
Yes. These are just general comments. So let me clarify. Can I just ask a question from Dennis? Dennis, you're still on, and I'm a little concerned. I want to make sure we have this discussion that's open in public. But at some point, we would have to go into executive session if this is considered negotiation on our part.
Yeah, so you're talking about the proposal from the valuation company, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, so okay. So what my suggestion would be today is that if it's the board's pleasure and a recommendation that they do want to go forward with this company, then I will reach out to them this week and begin the contract negotiations. And I think once the contract negotiations begin, it would give us an opportunity to get into an executive session because we can get into more details. And then, so then the question back to this board is, do you want to have just a recommendation for me to go ahead and draft the contract and then bring that contract to the Board of Aldermen? Or would you like me to get that contract taken care of and then come back to you guys for a final recommendation? Either way, once we get going on the contract negotiations, we're going to be in executive session, whether it's with this subcommittee or the board itself, or the Board of Aldermen themselves. But I wanted some feedback from you guys as to how you want to go forward, if in fact you do recommend entering into contract negotiations with this valuation company.
I guess my question for you then is, which comes first, a recommendation from the committee or an executive session to discuss?
Well, I mean, there is a proposal. So, I mean, if there's going to be discussions on the details, I think we can have a discussion on it, an open session, because we're not really discussing, you know, the details of what the contract negotiation is, because we haven't even really started it yet. I think we don't really need to go in executive session at the moment to discuss what the proposal is. It's been submitted. It's public. And the pricing is there. I will give you one feedback that I had, which I don't think is something that needs to be an executive session, is I saw that their pricing had different cost methods. I'd like to speak with them to see, you know, what in fact approach for the valuations are they going to recommend bringing and using, and therefore using that approach only so that we don't spend an enormous amount of money. So that was one thing I wanted to speak to them about, and or at least have it as almost like a schedule where it's an a la carte, where you can enter into the contract with them, but the pricing that they provided with all the different, because you're using the cost approach, income approach, market approach. I don't know how they're going to use a market approach. There's only been really one sale of a wastewater treatment facility in the state of Connecticut, so finding a comp is going to be really difficult. So I'm interested in having a conversation with them as to what valuation methodology they think is the most appropriate, and then maybe have them hone in on the most appropriate one. But the contract that we enter into will have their schedule of expenses attached to it, but to be chosen by us. So that's one thing that, you know, we can go forward discussions on. I think it's fine for the board to bring up any other issues they have with the proposal now, because then from there can be a recommendation to my office to move forward with contract negotiations. And then once we're going forward in contract negotiations, we can get into executive session to discuss the details. But again, that kind of brings me back to the one question I had. if there was a recommendation to go forward with this valuation company, you know, I know everybody wants this done yesterday, right? I think everybody wants things moving, but also to do it appropriately. So if this board wants to look at the contract and get the terms to what it feels is necessary and appropriate before it makes a recommendation to the board of aldermen, I think that's fine. Or conversely, it can look at the proposal, discuss it tonight, and then make a recommendation to me that I go ahead and move into contract negotiations and then bring that contract to the Board of Aldermen, explaining that this subcommittee has recommended that we use the valuation, this company, and that the Board of Aldermen is to, you know, be the final arbiter right there, approval on the contract itself.
All right, John, you have your hand up?
Yeah, so I think just I'm going to hitchhike on the point that he's just raising here, because when Mark made the presentation, I kind of initially thought it was kind of like an a la carte when we're talking about the cost approach, mm-hmm. the income approach, and the market approach. However, in the proposal, it's pretty clear in the first couple of pages that this is more of a comprehensive, at least it came across that way, I believe it was written in the proposal, that this is more of a comprehensive approach using all of these methodologies, not just an a la carte thing. So I think this is like really important mm-hmm. to talk about, because I mean, mm-hmm. who's going to go to the board or anybody with these kind of numbers? So I think we really got to discuss that before we make any formal proposals that we should go forward with anything.
Yeah, I think that, I'm sorry, if I could just jump in. I think that makes a lot of sense because if you're looking at it and saying, just like you said, it's a comprehensive approach, so you get the valuations with each, you know, analysis, that's great. I mean, the city's just getting more information that way, right? Or it can be saying, okay, well, which methodology do you believe to be the appropriate one? And then just use that one. It's, you know, one or the other. So, you know, if it's this board's pleasure, the subcommittee's pleasure to have a comprehensive analysis as they've provided, then that's fine. Then it won't be the a la carte type of thing. I mean, I guess we could build in the option in the contract for the a la carte, but knowing that it most likely will be the use of the comprehensive analysis. So that's fine. I think that the contract could be drafted either way to allow the flexibility of the city to use to get all analysis or just one. And if, you know, if this board thinks that it's ultimately the best thing to get all of them, then great. You know, you're going to get them and it's just going to cost more. But again, this is a large transaction, so it might be worth the time, effort, and money to do it. So I think that's fine. I guess what I'd like to know is that if you know, the devil's in the details, there was a proposal, and if you have found that the submission is warranted going forward, I think the question for tonight is, do you want to authorize me to go forward with the contract negotiations, number one, and number two, do you want me to bring the contract negotiations back to this subcommittee before the Board of Aldermen, or do you want to stop here by just saying the recommendation is to move forward with them and then just have my office draft the contracts and bring it to the Board of Aldermen for approval? You know, considering, you know, one is obviously quicker than the other, but quicker is not always the best way to go. So I think that my recommendation would be for, you know, this subcommittee has their eyes on this. So I think it's probably prudent for this subcommittee to hang on to the contract negotiations and then make the recommendation after you've had a contract before you that you think is adequate. That would be kind of my recommendation, but it's, you know, pleasure of the board, whatever the subcommittee wants to do.
Okay. I know my feeling is that it would be our responsibility to come up with the recommendation before it goes beyond. I mean, that's what this committee was established to do. So that's what I would say. And, you know, in relation to both yours and John's comments, look, I think the proposal is incredibly well done. Okay, anybody who reads it, it's very thorough. It's got everything in there that you could possibly want. But as I mentioned to Mark, you know, we're not in a great situation in terms of being an economic powerhouse. You know, we're a distressed community, and you know, the full comprehensive plan, you know, as someone who lives in Derby, I couldn't recommend it myself. Now, you're talking about scaling it back and making it a la carte. that's something to look at. But, you know, I don't see where the city would get the money to pay for the full comprehensive report, even though the merits of it are exceptional. Mm-hmm. So I'm looking for other people's feedback on my comments now.
Yeah, just to jump in again, Jack, and I'm obviously let everybody else kind of discuss the policy on it. But I, from a contract drafting standpoint, I don't see any reason why we can't ask this company to make it an a la carte scenario, so we can first identify what they think is the most appropriate valuation method and have them do it. And then you'll have something substantive in front of you to be able to kind of look at. And if we feel comfortable with that analysis, because it has to, you know, great backup, it's supported by, you know, an analysis that everybody understands and it makes sense and appropriate, then you may want to forego the rest. But I think you should be going forward thinking that there is a possibility that you may need all of it done, which means you're going to have to find the money, which is to Jack's point. So, from a legal standpoint in drafting, I want the subcommission to know that I believe that you should be able to build in the option in the contract to make it an a la carte if you want, and then hopefully they're okay with that. I don't see why not, but you know, I don't want to foreclose that option for you guys in your discussions.
John, your hand is up.
Yeah, so I guess my question is, we talk about this a la carte thing and a comprehensive approach. So, and I don't know the answer to this question. I'm sure probably Mark would be able to tell us, but what is there a methodology, one of these three, that gives us enough information that puts us in the best possible negotiation position? I don't know if the answer to that question.
I think that's the right question. Yeah. And I think that's one I would want to, and that's kind of what started was I wanted to ask to try and see if the cost would come down a bit, John. I think that's the right question. Just to guide it, if this is the pleasure of the subcommittee to move forward with this company and you want me to start contract negotiations, John, that will be the first question I ask to get an answer.
All right. Well, Mark is with us.
Oh, okay. Even better.
So, Mark, I would ask you to answer that question, because obviously whatever we decide to do would also have to be in the interest of your company. You may want to take that approach or you may not. So I'll ask that question directly to you. You've got to unmute yourself.
Okay, can you hear me now?
Yeah, now we can hear you, yes.
Okay, yeah, sorry, I didn't know I had the ability to speak, so I was wanting to speak, I wanted to say something.
Well, normally you wouldn't, but it's, you know, the committee can ask questions directly, the public can't.
Perfect, okay, thank you. as far as an appraisal considers the three approaches to value. So you have the cost approach, the income approach, and the market approach. In order to be considered appraisal, you have to consider all three approaches to value, and those three approaches should converge on one reconciled value. So depending on the level of information that you have, the availability of data, publicly available information, the comfort level that the appraiser has on the data that goes into each approach to value, that's what the reliance or the weight that he puts on to that. So for instance, if I feel like I have really good cost information data, really good market data, I mean, income approach data, it might be a 50-50 weight on each approach. If there's no comparable data, as somebody mentioned, having only one closed transaction, you know, in Connecticut, you know, maybe the market approach is not something that you rely upon, but you consider it. And that's USPAP, which is the Uniform Standards of Professional Appraisal Practice, is the governing body that we use, or the rules that we do appraisals by. USPAP requires you to consider all three approaches to value. So, you know, we have to consider the cost approach, we have to consider the income, we have to consider the market. So if you could break it apart and do it a la carte, but what happens is the result is not an appraisal. It's more like a restricted use letter. And that's what you want to get away from. You want to have it so it's an appraisal that has no extraordinary assumptions, no hypothetical scenarios. It's a straight up appraisal of the value of the system without any restrictions or limitations on the appraisal analysis.
All right, so let me ask a question.
Here, can I jump in here and ask a question?
Yeah, Dennis, go ahead.
Mark? I'm sorry to interrupt. So, Mark, how are you doing? Dennis Coquinos, I'm one of the attorneys that's helping out on WPCO's transaction. Nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you, Dennis.
Yeah, you too. So, unfortunately for me, I have a lot of experience in valuations. I do tax appeals all the time for over a decade. So a lot of times I know that there'll be an appraiser who will, you know, will do that for a use path and will consider an approach, but because they think that it's not appropriate from the beginning, they'll make a notation in their report that it was considered, but it was not used for whatever reason. Like, for example, like if you have the data where there's just not a market analysis, and you're provided with the fact that there's been only one transaction in the state of Connecticut, but there's maybe two. I could be wrong. Actually, Adam probably knows. He's probably chomping at the bit. He would tell me to correct me, but that's okay. So I think there's only one. But if you're given that information where you know that there's no other data, you know, that's an approach that could be dismissed early on and just noted in the report. And then you could be left with using your income and cost and weighted appropriately. And that would certainly save the city some money. So that's kind of where I was looking at it, where, even though, you know, you may come with a recommendation that all analysis are used, would it be able to enter into an agreement where it's only, you know, the city gets to direct which approach it would like you to start with and see what data it gets and then move on? Because again, I just don't see how the market approach is going to work with this one, but again, you're the expert.
Well, if you take a look, Dennis, I don't know if you have, within my proposal, I've put together a bid fee schedule. And when you go to the bid fee schedule, line items 19 through 23 are the market approach. 22 and 23, deal with the market approach value to land. So those would not be the topic we're talking about. So 19 to 21 is the area that we're talking about, for the market approach. And we have a minimal amount of time and effort on that approach to value. Overall, it's, there's not a lot of information that, one could pull out of this, but there is a tremendous amount of transactions across the United States that shows that there is a market out there for these facilities, and they are trading at a certain dollar per customer basis. So that type of analysis and that type of information will be documented within the report, and it will be something that may or may not be relied upon in the final value conclusion. But once we review all the data and the information, then we'll make that. The adjustment and make the call on that if we could put any weight on it or not. I'm thinking that this is probably an approach that you do want to consider, given that, there is a bunch of transactions of very similar wastewater systems in other states that are surrounding Connecticut. You may want to consider that or look at it, and let that, play its course to see what happens.
And so, Mark, if what you're saying is, if I understand what you're saying, is that, normally you wouldn't look to national transactions just because it's not, local to the market you're looking at. But because of the nature of the valuation, you may have to look at, I know, for example, Milwaukee, they did some things there. I think Baltimore did some things there with their wastewater treatment plants. You may have to look outside of Connecticut and then once you have that data, determine whether or not it's an appropriate methodology to use. So if I understand you correctly, what you're saying, well, while the market approach may look to fail if you're focusing on Connecticut, you think it'd be appropriate to expand that for a use path to get some other market data nationally, which may be relevant.
Definitely. I'm looking here at a chart I have here of closed wastewater transactions in the past 3 years. and I'm looking at, I got 15 of them that are just, that just popped up here. I'm looking at Pennsylvania, Illinois, New Jersey, you know, just name three of the states that are around here that have some. And then I have a bunch here. I got one, two, three. I'm looking at 8 or 9 more wastewater transactions that are, that were pending or are pending, that are expected to close in the next couple months. And these are also, you know, in the Pennsylvania general area there. And the systems connections are very similar to 4,000 connections, 2,300, 7,600, 7,500, 6,200. You know, these are decent comparables, you know, to Derby. So I wouldn't completely discount them out there. And I, you know, I would, you know, for the amount of money that is, you know, put towards that activity, I don't think that it's worth it to, you know, put it to do a restricted or a limited appraisal, to pull it off for, you know, taking a discounting one approach to value. But, you know, some clients, you know, like to do it that way. They prefer to do it, but, you know, it's not the way USPAP, you know, gives you the guidance to do it.
Understood. Okay. That's helpful. Thank you for answering that. All right. But the final thing is that if would we be able to at least allow for the option to forego one of the analysis if we wanted it? I understand that you, it's pretty clear that you wouldn't recommend it, but you know, if for whatever reason, whatever board and commission decides that they don't want to move forward with a certain approach, would it be something that you would still be okay with foregoing? Obviously knowing that you'd have to alter your report to that extent.
Yeah, no, that's not a problem. We can alter and adjust our report, you know, accordingly. You know, it's flexible enough that we can do that. So, if we had to cut out an approach to value, we could do that. Or, you know, if we have to make adjustments, you know, we can also make those as well.
Okay. Thank you, Mark. Sorry, Mr. Chairman. I didn't mean to be.
No, that's fine. The numbers you were talking about over here on the screen looks to me that's about a 30,000 if it was taken out. So, John, you have your hand up. You're muted, John. John, unmute yourself.
So it really does look like, though, that that the more of a comprehensive approach gives us the most, I wanted to use the word legitimate or beneficial outcome concerning evaluation that puts us in a position to not only negotiate effectively, but bring the best value to our users and our town and our taxpayers, albeit the price is pretty steep for a small town like ours, and how that will be paid for is, you know, something that we'd have to discuss. And that's probably not our decision anyway. But I think that, you know, how could you call it a legitimate valuation when all the stones have not been unturned, so that we have enough data, enough information that puts us in a position to get the best deal here?
Okay. Other committee members? Thoughts? Charlie? Chris or Anita?
John, it's Charlie. So I was just going along with some of what Attorney Cosquinas was talking about there. Like land appraisal wasn't the aquarium presentation, weren't they going to lease the land? So why would we need to do a land appraisal upon that too? I know we're nickel and diamond things here, but like you said, this is a large amount of money.
Yeah, we don't. It's Dennis. We're not going to be losing. We're not going to. From what it looks like now is that there's going to be no transfer of the land. So whatever, you know, if Mark's firm is retained, there wouldn't be any services required, you know, necessary for that evaluation of the land.
So that was one thing. The other thing too is, and just from me, John. Unfortunately, you know, we got one proposal, and it's going to be hard to go back to the Board of Aldermen and all the women and say, hey, listen, we only got one proposal. This is what the cost is. We need to do it. I mean, obviously, we'd need to do it, but it would probably be better off if we had two or three to bring to them and one to recommend highly.
Okay. Chris or Anita?
Question about the all the information that is needed, Jack. I'm not sure how we are getting now that information, you know, before we even get into the proposals. Can we offer and supply all of this?
I'm going to highlight that on the proposal. Can you all see it on the screen? This is the client.
Yeah, quite a bit.
Okay, client furnished data, because, you know, unfortunately, Agnes not here. Ed, you are here. I don't know if you've had a chance to look at this, Ed, and how available this data is and how quickly it could be assembled. I know you did this, some of this for the regionalization, but I'd like to get your thoughts about this.
Jack, I'm just looking at this for the first time, so it'll take me a little while to go through it, but, you know, as always, I'll do my best to get it done in a timely fashion.
Yeah, some of this would be yours and some would be at City Hall. And there
right.
is
a bit. Has the mayor seen this at all? I'm just wondering what his thoughts are, if he had any on this.
I haven't spoken to him.
Okay. And the tax income too, I mean, that has to be looked at. So maybe the assessor could give us some, you know, depending on value, of course, but a roundabout idea. We have the value for Aquarian and what would be the tax income to the city. That would be interesting. And that those are the thoughts that I had when I was, you know, to make a decision. It's kind of, we need a lot of that information. So thank you.
Anyone else? Chris?
Give me a second. I'm just I'm looking at I read some of it this morning, and I was looking at more of it this afternoon before the meeting, but I still have to read a little bit more of it to comprehend the whole situation there. The three different ways of billing and such.
Yeah, it's as I said, it's well written. It's very comprehensive. Does cover just about anything you would want. It just comes down to a question of what can we afford. But before I get back to that, Mark, you did have your hand up, so I'll let you respond to the questions.
Sure. On page 3 of the proposal, under if you turn to that there, Jack, I'll. Hold on, my screen just went blank here for a second here. But page 3 of the proposal, you could go to that one more back.
That's 3, right?
Under,
there.
Yeah, one more back. That's page 4. Yeah, right there. So the scope of work specifically excludes, and then the second bullet under excludes, the appraisal of the land under the wastewater treatment plant. So we've identified that land is to be leased. The appraisal of the land would be for other lands that transferred. If at the pump station lands are owned you know, by the utility, then those would be the lands that would be appraised, not under the wastewater treatment plant. So I did see that there was some land acquired when the one pump station was expanded. So I don't know if the land is you know owned there or not, but if it is, to the extent that it is, that's where that market approach of those couple hours would be to value that land.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Mark. My understanding is that no land will transfer, but in the look, we're in the it's Dennis again. I'm sorry for the record. I have just started draft contracts we presented to Aquarion, so we're just, you know, beginning the, you know, that whole negotiation. But my understanding at the moment is that the land, no land will transfer. If that, and that would include any land where the pump stations, you know, exist. So if that changes, okay, then certainly we can have a valuation of land. But I think, again, that kind of bodes more towards wanting that a la carte, because, you know, the city is dealing with multiple avenues on this, so, and things change. So the services that we'll need you to do may change as well. So I think the more flexibility there is in the contract to, you know, have a schedule, the better. You know, a schedule of fees for certain services, the better it is. So the city can know if it needs it or not, and what the cost will be.
Sure, and I appreciate that. I did give a schedule of the cost, so it breaks it out by activity and by approach to value. So you should be able to get an idea what the costs are from there. Also, Jack, I believe somebody had mentioned about coming up with a value for property tax purposes. Was that a question that was brought up a couple minutes ago?
Yes.
That is something that I should be able to easily convert my analysis to be able to provide that that value as well. So that's something that we can do, is come up with what the property tax value would be of the assets if it were to transfer.
All right, any other questions, committee members? All right, then we're at the point where we need a motion of some type. Need a motion to either go forward, which doesn't mean signing any contract at this point, because obviously the details left out, or a motion not to go forward.
Jack, Charlie Sampson. Yeah.
Okay, Charlie, go ahead and come back to John.
I would make a motion at this point to allow our attorney to start negotiating a contract, which will have to be reviewed by this board prior to being brought forward to the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen, for these services.
Okay, we have a motion. Do we have a second?
I second that, if I'm allowed to vote.
You're not allowed to vote, Jim.
Okay,
I appreciate it, but you can't vote.
Yeah, no worries.
They approve you. All right, so we have a motion. Do we have a second? Do I hear a second?
I'll second the motion for attorneys to go ahead and.
Okay, Chris seconded. Any further discussion?
Yeah, Jack.
Yep.
John Sack, you. Yep. Yeah, okay. So when we talk about moving forward for the contract, what are the components of this contract that we're going to work up? I know that we talked about leaving some of the market approach out, or just going to be carte blanche. We're going to use all of this, or after our discussions, what is recommended? Because when we go into, you know, the agreement, the contract, you know, it's got to be based on those on those elements.
Well, I think that that gets in negotiations, and I think that would have to be done in executive session.
Yeah, can I jump in, Chair?
Yep.
Sorry, so Dennis Kokinos, for the records, John. So I think what if it's the pleasure of this board to approve the motion that was just presented, then what I would do is I would move forward, touch base with Mark, begin the contract negotiations. I think what we heard today was that the a la carte portion is something that we can do. So I would build that into the contract. And there's other, you know, legal issues that we have to look at with the contract and negotiations. But today it would just be, you know, authorizing me to go ahead and move forward with Mark in negotiation of the contract. And then I would bring that back to you guys at, you know, the next meeting and potentially the one after that, if it goes that long, you know, and then we would be in executive session, and you can provide me your comments, concerns, and go from there.
I do have a question, Dennis, about timing on this. Mark had an ambitious time frame in his proposal. to get this all done by September 28th, I believe. And of course, we also have a time frame with Aquarian to deal with. Timing is going to be critical here. And the question is, what happens if we don't finally arrive at a contract? So we're going to do this. I think we need to have some kind of a time limit on getting this done. I don't think it needs to be, you already have a motion so we can go through with it, but I think there's got to be an understanding. This has to happen quickly.
You haven't been playing politics, have you, John?
Yeah, I'll do whatever it's within my capabilities of making things move. That's all I can say. You know, I understand the timing. So if it's the pleasure of the subcommission to go ahead and go forward with Mark's company, you know, I'll reach out to him tomorrow, the next day, begin discussions. I believe that there's something he's already provided, so I can just start looking at that and making revisions and sending it to him to see if it's acceptable. It's difficult to pinpoint specifically how quickly contract negotiations go because you're dealing with other parties you don't really know. The goal will be to have a contract at our next meeting for you guys to look at and comment on, which hopefully was the last meeting of the minds between myself and Mark's company for your discussion. And then after that, it's got to go to the Board of Aldermen, and you know they're going to do whatever they need to do. So, but I understand the timing.
Okay. John, your hands up.
Yeah. I'd like to see us move forward. I don't think that it's going to take a real long time because I think, you know, when we talk about the a la carte approach, I don't think we're looking at cutting this up a lot if we're going to have something that's going to be justified in helping us to understand what the appraisal is. So I wouldn't think it's going to take that long. I think Mark himself will make some recommendations and that we could probably come to an agreement pretty quickly. So I think we can move forward.
Okay, any other discussion? Again, I'll just put in my 2 cents worth. I said at the beginning, I think it's an excellent proposal. I just don't think it will fly for the city's finances. But that's my personal comment, not about the quality, because I think it's excellent. I wish we could afford it, but I don't think we can. Okay, with that, call all those in favor of the motion.
Aye.
Wait, hold on. We still in comment?
Yeah.
Are we still in comment?
Okay, quickly, yeah.
Okay, I just think that the city fathers, whoever is going to be making the decision on how this will be paid, is not our decision. What we should be doing is helping to have them understand the value of doing this for long term. When it comes to privatization, if that's how we move, that's our job, is to present what is the best value for the city of Derby, not to make a decision about whether or not they're going to go for it.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
John, Charlie, Chris? Chris, Dennis, and Anita, I didn't hear from you.
Aye.
Okay. Anita and Dennis?
Not me, right? Sure.
Yeah, I didn't hear from you, Dennis. Are you in favor?
Oh, well, I can't vote as the town attorney.
Yeah, you're a member of the committee.
No, I'm not. Dennis Coquino's the attorney now.
I think you are. I think that's the way the Board of Aldermen appointed it.
No, I think he's not technically on the committee. He's our liaison to Corporation Council for the committee.
Okay.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, correct.
Okay, that's not the way it was presented at the beginning, but that's okay. You know, Charlie, your committee is the one who voted on it, so I'm taking your word as gospel. That's fine with me. Okay. So who?
Yeah, just for the record, I've never voted on anything in the subcommittee before. I don't want there to be any confusion on it. Yeah. Okay.
And who I miss? Anita? Anita, are you still here?
Can you hear me?
Yes, now we can.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, I'd be interested, I just want to make sure that we can do our due diligence to be timely. We can start negotiations. I'm okay with that. A lot of talking still needs to be done.
Okay. And, I will reluctantly vote yes to keep this going, but, I'll reiterate my concern. I don't see the city coming up with the money. I hope I'm wrong about that, but okay, so we're moving on. Motion is passed. Okay, so Dennis, it's up to you and Mark to get together and come back to us. Let's move on. I put review of aquarium proposal on the agenda just to bring back the discussion to make sure everyone is understanding what's in the proposal. Okay, because regardless of what comes back, just so we do our due diligence on our own valuation, everybody on the committee needs to go through this proposal and fully understand, particularly what's on this page and the next page, those two pages. And I don't know if you want to get into any discussion of this tonight. They had a full presentation, and then we have the actual proposal, because it's still going to be the committee's job to consider all this. I suppose we could wait till after the appraisal. What's your pleasure?
Jack, Charlie Sampson, I'm good with the aquarium's proposal and the way that they presented it to us. I think that we are doing the right thing and need to move forward with our own evaluation so we can go back to them and say, although your proposal is generous, this is what we feel these assets are valued at, and then enter a negotiation there.
Okay. Everyone else feel the same?
I'd agree with Charlie.
Okay.
I don't.
I would also.
All right, so we don't have to discuss this tonight. That's fine.
Chair, can I just bring one last thing up for me? I think it's the last thing I need from my standpoint. I wanted to just alert the subcommittee that I have began to draft. I'm trying to work on simultaneous avenues where I understand we need the valuation, but I'm also understanding that we have a contract we're going to have to enter into with Aquarion. So I have a draft. I have begun a draft of that contract to present to Aquarion. It's obviously based off of the proposal, but that's something that when it gets to a point where it's ready for you guys to look at it, I'm going to send it to you guys and we could discuss it in executive session, just so we're moving on both fronts.
Yeah, and that's my goal, to keep us moving forward. Because been down this rabbit hole with privatization. It ended up taking 3 years and got nothing at the end of it. So I want to make sure we keep moving and always along the way, doing our due diligence, as I said, making sure we understand Aquarian's proposal and also the appraisal that we'll be getting. So I have no problem with holding off that discussion. But again, I would urge people to go back and keep reading it. I would also urge everyone to go back and look at the regionalization data, not the conclusion at the end, because that's a dead issue. But there was a lot of data in there that's important to this discussion. We won't need an executive session. Next steps, we've already got them. So I guess we'll stay to our meeting schedule. I'd like to accelerate it, but if we can't do it, our next meeting is in 2 weeks. Everyone comfortable with that?
I'm good with that.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I would just say, Jack, to Anita's point, those items that we have to furnish once this comes out of possible negotiations and approval of a contract, that those items are, we know what's readily available and who needs to provide things, so we do keep this in a timely fashion.
Right. Well, again, Agata has a copy of it already. Ed, we'll make sure you get a copy of it as well, because those are the two people that will be providing most of the data.
We understand she has a copy of it, but somebody has to sit down with her and say, this is what we need from you.
Yeah, she's on vacation, actually. She had planned this before she was brought back to work, so she's not in City Hall as we speak.
It's all listed on these two pages. What's the same responsibility? It's all there, so.
Understood,
just
Jack.
Clarification. But... Go ahead.
Sorry, no, I'm sorry, Anita. Go ahead.
No, I just want to make sure for clarification that this engagement agreement that we just, the timeline is definitely out the window right now because it is ambitious, like Jack said. So, I mean, we're just, because it says payment and then August 5th, we need information. So,
well, that'll be part of the timeline. Negotiation between Mark and Dennis.
Okay.
Charlie, last word, Charlie.
How about number 10, adjournment? I move.
Okay, do I hear a second?
Need a second.
Okay, Chris, a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Aye.
Abstain? Oh, yeah. Did I start? I did start. Okay, stop me sure. All right, we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Thanks, y'all. Have a good evening.
That's on the 8th, correct?
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, it's on a Monday.
Good evening, all.